Hello, welcome again. And today, this will be the seventh chapter. Already we have done six chapter in artificial intelligence in financial sector, in BFSI sector. Already we have covered six of them. So let us get into the seventh chapter, another important chapter, and uses of artificial intelligence in the insurance sector. That's what I'll be covering in this chapter. So welcome once again. So let us begin. And I hope all of you know about insurance. It's a risk management tool which all of us like to have. All of us are having some kind of a risk, whether it is health, whether it is life, or whether it is some of the assets like car, house. We all want ourselves to be covered properly. So how insurance industry is enhancing their penetration, their industry, their coverage, and their reach to the customers, how AI is going to help them out, we will be elaborating in this chapter. So with the proliferation of technology and large sales digitalization, insurance sector was more of physical interaction, more of paper, more of people like agents going and meeting customers and taking their life insurance or other insurance policies. Now things have changed. It's more digitalization. So insurance industry has a ways to stay relevant because more is required. So industry is under tremendous pressure as it tries to keep pace with ever-changing needs of the customers. And typically when it comes to public sector, let us take a public sector life insurance company. Private sector life insurance company have really moved forward in a much, much faster manner as compared to some of the old traditional public sector insurance companies. So industry face some challenges, significant challenges to overcome such issues. Typically, like you know, insurance is about risk management. So there are some chances of fraud, lack of customer data, increasing customer expectations, in name a few. So industry faces a lot of challenges. They want to overcome it by better utilization of the data, better analysis of the data, and AI is going to certainly help them out in getting into the fold. So artificial intelligence, with its inherent capacity to process, we know that AI can process huge, large amount of data quantitatively, qualitatively, give us a lot of insight, give us a lot of inputs, they can give us good analysis. And that's what basically financial sector looking forward. So typical insurance companies, they can process this data through AI in real time and detect what? Detect some patterns and some differences, anomalies, which can transform this industry in a many beneficial ways, both for the industry as well as for the consumer, both for the insured as well as for the insurer. And AI also improved efficiency. They will be more efficient because with the proper data management, risk management, proper managing the clients, they will be more accurate confirmation in underwriting policies. Underwriting, like if you write a policy, you issue a policy, you are taking the risk. So all of you know, when we come to insurance, basically risk is a process of risk transfer. The insured has transferred the risk to the insurance company. Now risk is being taken over by the insurance company. So they want a right selection of the customer. For the right selection, they should have a good analysis of the entire data, the profile of the insured. So AI can certainly help them out. So they will be more effective in underwriting process. If underwriting process will be more efficient, certainly claims will be less. If claims will be less, the profitability of the organization increases. So AI also helps to reduce human errors which occur in manual process. You know, physically we all can make mistake, and more prone to mistake humans as compared to machine, as compared to artificial intelligence, as compared to machine. They will be much, much more automated, much, much more better in terms of efficiency and efficacy as compared to human. So insurance companies, they can overcome this obstacle also. What else? Artificial intelligence improves communication during claim process. by offering swiftness and accuracy when providing customers with relevant information. Insurance is all about if somebody, God forbid, somebody suffer, if the claim is there, if somebody has a health claim or a life insurance claim, or let us take somebody met with an accident, auto insurance claim. When it comes to claim process, you have to give the entire data point, you have to give all the information, and according claim will be processed. Faster the claim is processed, the better efficacy of the organization will be known in the industry. But they also want to avoid fraud. So AI can improve this everything during the claim process. You can see lot of organization, they are highlighting, they are propagating that our claim settlement ratio, our claim time is too less, which is a competitive advantage as compared to their peers. So AI can certainly help over there. What else? Using artificial intelligence insurance seems come with own challenges. Some of these include organizational infrastructural challenges, data availability, relevant and quality, ethical consideration, regulatory compliance, interoperability by the employees without knowledge of machine learning techniques, and opaqueness of machine learning models and shortage of desired skills. These are the challenges faced by insurance company for adopting artificial intelligence. Some of the things which I just want to highlight about is the data availability, because AI can interpret the data. So how better the data is being given to the machine is going to interpret it. Then whether the organization has that kind of an infrastructure, have they developed, have they transformed, are they able to get AI properly implemented. Of course, regulatory compliance again is a key area of concern, for a major challenge for insurance companies in adopting artificial intelligence. And already we have talked, I think, much more in detail about ethical consideration. I hope all of you now understand AI, ethical consideration, and other aspects which are over mentioned here as challenges for the insurance organizations. So need of artificial intelligence in insurance, is it there? Yes. They need a really good usage is required, and they will be much better in terms of their services to the customer if they adopt artificial intelligence. So insurance can, what it can help? It can help to automate standard day-to-day functions. They can automate it, like people inquiring digitally, what kind of a questions they are asking, how to respond, what kind of solution, which kind of a policy, what kind of an sum assured, all these things people, customers, they look forward from the insurance companies, whether it is done physically or it is done digitally. Today, people want to interact more digitally. So AI can help, because the process will be more effective and more efficient, more right, transparent, without any bias, without any self-interest. The data can be shared by the insurance companies to the customers. AI tools can help companies analyze and utilize large volumes of customer data. As you know, financial sector is all about data. Whether it is in a banking sector, it is all about payments, transactions. In insurance sector, it is about all insurance insured, their data point, their age, their sex, their every other aspect on which basis the insurance companies offer them insurance. So AI can help to interpret, analyze this large volume of data and take better decisions, and they can personalize also insurance policies to their customers. So need, yes, of course, need is there in a very big manner. Machine learning algorithms are used by insurance companies to streamlining procedure and enhance decision making. They will be more structured as compared to when we do manually, because that human bias, the human emotion will be out. So they will be better in terms of taking the procedure across to the customer and help customer in quick and better decision making. That's what insurance companies look forward. Insurance firms may use artificial intelligence and machine learning to make better decisions, manage risk, because insurance is all about risk management. They will be able to manage risk more efficiently with artificial intelligence in place. They can expand their business by utilizing vast volume of data if you use the data properly, because the data is certainly a good resource for life insurance companies to move forward. They can analyze the historical data and offer better products, better policies, better solution to the customers. So AI can certainly help them in all these fields. So impact of artificial intelligence in insurance. AI has massively transformed risk management, underwriting policies. Massively, they have changed the entire, because so many data points, so many policies, very, very difficult to interpret and offer solution or come to a conclusion that what has happened with thousands and lakhs of policies in force or where claims have been generated. So this AI can massively transform risk management. They will be able to take better decisions when it comes to issuing policies. They will choose more right kind of an insured customers who look forward. They will be avoiding that adverse selection which really hit their profitability. AI has been empowering insurers worldwide to embrace new practices and achieve unprecedented efficiency. As per Forbes, the operational efficiency in the insurance sector has increased by 60%, with 99.9% improvement in claim accuracy and 95% in customer experience. This is something very, very phenomenal. 98% claim accuracy. Like all insured look forward and insured customers, they want that the claim to be settled quickly and they are not being rejected. So AI can help to streamline this process and be more effective. AI insurance industry is projected to reach a value of around Artificial intelligence in the insurance industry is projected to reach a value of $35.77 billion by 2030, growing at a CAGR of around 33% during the forecast period. As I mentioned earlier, there is a tremendous scope of insurance industry to grow in the coming years, as our density and penetration, our reach of insurance to the people is very, very low, very low. So this need to be addressed to the customer, and AI can help insurance companies to reach to those figures of high penetration and density of insurance. So AI can potentially transform the insurance industry from a reactive detect and repair approach to a proactive predict and prevent. There will be more proactive strategy impacting every aspect of the industry, from broker and consumer to financial intermediaries, insurer and supplier. Everybody will be better off if risks are being properly managed. As I stated, it's a risk management tool. So if risk is being covered, people will be more positive, more confident about their future, and they can grow much, much faster. And of course, if they do, then insurance companies, they will also be growing, and they will be doing certainly a great help to them by managing their risk properly. So with stakeholders embracing advanced technologies, they will enhance decision making, they will boost productivity, reduce the costs, increase their profitability, and optimize the overall customer experience. That's what the customer too will be satisfied. The other stakeholders, the insurance company, will be too making profits. If the customers have got their risk management properly covered, this will help in the growth of the their profession and their businesses. They will be much, much more confident. It will help the economy. So AI can really play a big role in the effectiveness of the insurance sector. So AI is helping insurers and policyholders alike in following ways. Insurers get better equipped to assess risk with more data analysis, with more data effective interpretation, they will be able to assess the risk which they are basically are into. They can detect frauds, wrong people getting into this and trying to profit from the insurance. Profit from the insurance is like a crime. It's a insurance we take because of if we suffer any loss, not to make profits. The basic principle of insurance is to get a kind of a replacement, financial replacement due to any loss we suffer, not to make profits. So if any fraud, that can be taken care by proper utilization of AI and reduce human errors with the help of AI. So AI can offer better, streamlined customer service, easier and quicker claim processing. We have just in the last, I think last to last slide, we talked about 99.9% of claim processing. The underwriting process can be eased with artificial intelligence disruption, with lesser human intervention, lesser human bias, human emotions. This will certainly will be overcome by artificial intelligence. They can disrupt the humans when it comes to underwriting. They will be much, much more precise and effective as compared to humans. Artificial intelligence and machine learning help insurer offer better and tailored premium pricing. Their pricing will be much, much more better because now they will be able to judge the risk. If they are able to judge, if they are able to forecast the risk in a proper manner, then they know what kind of a profitability they will be generating. They will be more effective. They will be more cost efficient, and they can certainly reduce or increase their premium prices depending upon the data analysis done by AI to the insurers. So it's very, very important AI utilization for insurance companies. Streamline or process to connect applicants with carriers directly and making the process more efficient, more efficient. AI can do that. So a brief of what just now we have discussed about AI, artificial intelligence in insurance. It can help in fraud detection, fraud minimization, automation, better and faster and better risk assessment. That is the foundation of insurance, actuarial modeling in terms of premium pricing. Actuarial will be able to decide the probability of the loss much, much more effectively, and better the customer life value predictions. This all can be enhanced by proper use of artificial intelligence in insurance. The use cases of artificial intelligence in insurance, I think we have covered few of them, so we'll try to again recap. It will help them in their operational efficiency. They will be able to operate much, much more better with AI in place. They can claim fraud detection and prevention. Underwriting will be much, much more effective. With improved underwriting risk management, they will be able to increase their profitability, and then they can reduce, or they will be much, much fair in their pricing, which will certainly increase their revenue. Customers will be more inclined for an insurance company who has got a good pricing, who has got a good claim processing, or claim ratios are better. It will increase upsell and cross-sell revenue. You can not only one product, some other products can be also reach, can be given to the customers if they are loyal to this particular insurance company. They can improve customer loyalty. Customer will be more loyal because customers look forward what? They look forward for the right kind of an value to the money they have given. In insurance, it's more about risk. So if they get the claims done in a right manner, claims are hassle-free, they have got the right pricing, economical product, and of course AI can generate all these data points, or and can interpret, analyze all these data points, and can give insurance company idea about what future holds for this customer, what kind of an other products they can cross sell and upsell. They can streamline the customer service, and insurance product recommendation will be better. With the data in place, they will be able to give right kind of a product to the customer, that this one is right for you, why not you go for it, as compared to the human way of dealing, where some biases and emotions are there, targets are there, and which will not be there when it comes to AI in place. So claims and reporting processing, self-service claim submission, no need of any human intervention. Intelligent document processing, AI can do the processing as per the requirement. If the documents are uploaded, the processing will be done. Machine learning based adjudications, computer vision damage assessment, machine learning based fraud detection, claim accepted for rejected with reasons to, everything machines can do. So that will help in automated process flow. This will certainly help to insurance company to do things efficiently and effectively. Price optimization, we have just now discussed. There will be different price, different upon dynamic prices, depending upon the risk insurance company is taking. Behavioral data, AI and algorithm driven data, personalized dynamic efforts. So all these things can be done by AI for the insurance companies. Right? So next, what else? As you know, financial sector is all about data, all about so much of quantitative data points. So insurance companies will be helped in terms of customer segmentation, which group of customer, which segment of customer, what to be given. It will help in customer retention, key to the profitability of an organization. You will be able to retain because customer will be more loyal. They are more satisfied with your services. So retention rate will be better. And instead, lot of time you must have heard, acquiring a new customer is much, much more capital intensive. You have to put more efforts, more capital in acquiring a customer than retaining a customer. So it is always effective for the organizations to retain the customer. Data privacy and data security, AI will help. Lapse management, employee training, they will be trained much, much more better in terms of, like, they will be more customized, that what basically people are looking at, you offer that, not what you know. So their communication to the customers or clients will be much, much more customized. Next best offer, virtual assistant, like we discussed about automation, we discussed about chatbots. So virtual assistant, anybody want any information can be given by these assistants, depending on what they need, no extra. And they can even be directed, they can be channelized that what else you are looking forward. Improved loss prediction and estimation, and hyper automation. As per Gartner's hyper automation prism, as per that prism, there are low business value, medium feasibility. QA processing automation, this can be done. Disconnected system work allocation. Low business value with high feasibility. Security assess management. Regularity monitoring. Document management and verification. This is can be done by AI, hyper automation. Medium business value and low feasibility. The data migration. Financial advice augmentation, medium business value, medium feasibility, the paper transaction automation, email processing, claim value derivation. So this is as per the automation, business, medium business value, high feasibility, win back renewal decision automation, payment reconciliation, artificial machine learning, money laundering and KYC automation, financial data reconciliation, and third party debt. So they are medium business value, higher feasibility, and the high business value, medium feasibility about claim collaboration, history-driven underwriting automation, risk exposure analysis, simple claims automation, high business value, high feasibility, corporate action automation, data entry automation. This is as per the, this hyper as per the hyper automation extract for Gartner's Prism. So this all speaks volumes about AI. So AI across insurance entire value chain, let us understand this. Current insurance AI applications are based on a narrow artificial intelligence with differing impact across the value chain, broadly comprising of the following seven functions: product management, marketing, sales and distribution, underwriting, risk management, policy acquisition and servicing, claims management, finance and accounts. The impact as analyzed by Swiss RE is shown in the following infographics. Product management, low, medium, significant. In marketing, low, medium, significant. What? Sales and distribution, underwriting and risk management, policy acquisition and servicing, claims management, finance and account. So you'll find that AI across the value chain, not typically addressing one part of the value chain of insurance organization. If you look at everything, product management, good products, marketing, how to put it across to the customer, by sales and the distribution team, they will be more specified, they will be more specific. Underwriting and risk management, if underwriting is right, risk management proper, you will be more profitable, you will not make mistakes. Policy acquisition, you are able to acquire more new customers and your servicing will be much, much better. You service your customer, they will turn a loyal customer and in turn they will be going to give you more business. Claim management, that's what basically individuals look for. So with automation or with AI, your claims management will be much, much better. Claim processing, claim ratio will be better. Finance and of accounts, you will have more insight. So this will all basically look forward the insurance company and they will be able to manage it properly by the proper uses of AI in this entire insurance value chain. So AI-driven innovation and trends future for insurance, let us understand this. So disruption from COVID-19 significantly accelerated the digitalization of insurance because COVID made us to think and to do everything which we used to do physically before to do it digitally. That's what I'll say the plus of COVID was. And we have really changed. Whether it is communication like I'm doing with you guys or is it digital processing and banking sector, they have really transformed themselves in last few years. From a physical nature of business, I'm talking about banking means I want to say about the entire spectrum, BFSI sector. They have really innovated, they have changed and transformed and they are totally digital now. So increase emphasis on digital technologies, growing customer expectation. They do not want anything physical, they want everything to be done digitally. Processing, survival in competitive landscape have created a greater willingness to embrace technology. People like technology. Nobody wants to avoid technology. Those who used to, they want now because technology has really transformed our lives. It's more comfortable, more convenient, more risk-free, more better data availability, better in terms of, let us take example of insurance, if something has happened, better claims. So everything, this AI-driven innovation and trends, and I think they are going to further improve upon that. Structural changes in the industry will be technology-focused. Every industry has been increasing their budgets while spending on IT. Addressing them, not be in the domain of IT team. Board members and customer experience team should invest the time and resources to build a deep understanding of these AI related technologies. The spending on AI, the spending on IT by these insurance companies is and will increase. Data explosion from connected devices, hyper personalizations, usage based insurance products and pricing, cyber risk, technology integration, paradigm shift in the insurance industry, changing risk profiles, emergence of open data ecosystem, purchase process, underwriting and pricing, claims, core focus area. So these are the things future they are looking at, how to build up it. Generative artificial intelligence and insurance. Now, artificial intelligence is one of the most critical developments for insurance sector, and it is one of the leading disruptors of insurance industry today. The Gen AI is likely to have a significant impact on the task that require expertise, critical thinking, and problem solving. So human intervention, however, will always remain a critical part of the insurance value proposition to the customers. So productivity impact of generative artificial intelligence on the insurance industry is expected to reach billions, with much of that value realized in marketing, sales, customer operation, and software engineering. Generative AI can also be used to generate personalized communications, from outbound marketing campaigns to email, correspondence, and website content. Customer and employee engagement are also being transformed by generative AI. So it will be much, much more specific. Generative AI will also guide the customer throughout their journey, providing relevant information and support at each step. They will find that the entire journey, there's a support, somebody's assisting them. Gen AI can interpret, translate, and generate code, enabling insurer to make seamless migration from legacy system on a large scale. Automated developments of test documentation, flagging program, errors, bugs, stylistic errors, and suspicion constructs further streamline software development process. So AI-driven system can generate synthetic data, which proves invaluable for testing training models without exposing sensitive or profit information. Insurers can focus on digitally enabled distribution, embedded insurance, claims excellence, and an AI-driven underwriting and pricing transformation. Sales forces can be equipped with digital sales tools and applications to help generate leads and track sales quality. So you'll find the entire value chain of insurance, AI can enhance and give them help. So offer end-to-end digital or online journey for customers. Throughout their journey, some assistance, some help, especially in personal line products such as auto, travel, personal accident, and health. Today, I think a few people have encountered, I have done it, that you can apply for insurance policy without any human intervention. Just keep on feeding the data. The system itself will channelize you, will give you all assistance, all direction, what is required, and the policies will be issued. So rapid growth in digitally embedded insurance spurred by factors such as rising rate of digital penetration, better protection for larger user base, and greater innovation such as real-time underwriting and smart pricing. So this was all about AI in insurance sector. Insurance, as you know, is about risk management. Lot to be done, lot of growth expected in this sector. So AI, artificial intelligence, and insurance can go both hand in hand, can make a lot of growth in the coming years. Thank you very much for attending this session. Thank you.